Or you, another way to say it would be, you feel sick.
Shaking your stomach.
And what do you call a noisy, prankish celebration after a wedding? If people want to tease the bride and the groom. Not like the parade, but after that.
Serenade.
Okay. And what do some people call a spook if they want to frighten a child? They can say, you better be good, or the so-and-so will get you.
Goblins will get you.
And what do you say to a friend if you meet him on December 25th?
Merry Christmas.
Okay. Do you ever say anything else?
Well, sometimes. I don't remember.
What I'm getting at is, do you ever say Christmas gift?
Sometimes, yeah.
Is that a, what does it mean when you say that?
Well, it's just, I might say passing the time is what I'd put it, because you don't expect them to give them, don't expect them to give you a gift.
When children say that, is that what they expect?
No, the children, they expect a gift.
Okay. And if you have a really heavy suitcase and you have to get it from here clear down the street, when you finally get there, you'd say, boy, I'm sure glad I don't have to, what, this anymore.
Tote this any farther or carry it any farther.
Okay. What do you call a creature with a hard shell that lives in the water?
That lives in the water?
It has, it pulls its
turtle.
Legs.
Turtle.
What about one that lives on the land?
Gopher.
And what do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlins. You like those?
I've never had them.
You have them? They're good.
How do you fix them?
Hey, well, you have to spend about a day getting them good and clean, and soak them in a little salty water, you know, and overnight, and wash them next morning. You can fry them or stew them. Most of them cook, stews them, and then sometimes they fry them again. You have them fried or stewed.
Are they supposed to get crisp and crackly, or?
They will if you fry them, yeah. But otherwise, they're soft.
Another thing I'll have to try.
Yeah, you missed my whole lot.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
Center part of an egg, the yellow.
And what do you call the upper part of a man's body from his waist to his shoulders?
Breast, all right, I don't know.
And what do you call a small flat-bottomed crab for oars that you use out of the lake?
Small crab.
Oars.
Boat. You mean a boat?
Mm-hmm. If it has a pointed front, is there a special kind of boat that's called?
Well, there's a canoe, and they have a canoe, and then they have a regular boat.
Have you ever heard of John Boat, or Perot, or Bateau?
Bateau, I've heard of them, yeah.
Is that square in front, or
no, I believe it's kind of pointed, the best I remember.
In
a case.
And suppose a woman's wearing beads around her neck, you can say, well, that's a pretty question.
Necklace or string of beads, I reckon.
You sure you don't need that?
No, I can hear it. It won't cut plumb off.
Okay.
I think I can hear it, maybe. Might be too loud yet.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one really soundly, you might say that one man really whipped the other one.
Whipped out of him.
Okay. And what do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? He got down on his
back part of his legs?